to do it is exactly what I said. The theatre's of no use anymore. It's got no future or any money in it. Yeah. Majid, do you remember that bald guy? We wouldn't even let him play a corpse. He made a short film and went and participated in a few foreign festivals, and he won $30,000 or $40,000 in prizes. Now he won't even say hello to us. That's what we have to do. We have to make a film. No way, I'm not going to work for that guy anymore. I got into a fight with the director. The entire burden of the comedy was on my shoulders. And then he said I'm not funny. He didn't know anything about comedy. Yeah. We'll make a film and we'll go travel the world and we'll make money with it. We can do a lot of things. The investment, I told you, leave it to me. I'm potentially sitting on a treasure chest right now. Two of the apartments here are mine. No, we haven't talked about it yet. I'm a little worried that my sister Shadi will get upset, but we'll have to sit down any day now and divide up the inheritance. I'll sell one of them and use the money for work, and I'll live in the other one. What do I have to worry about? I've already told you 10 times, and this makes it 11. Find a good movie script. Look, please don't call me anymore until you found a good movie script. All right? Goodbye.
Dad, are you going to get in a fight?
With who?
With Aunt and them.
How come?
Inheritance.
No. Why would I get into a fight with them?
Well, didn't you say you're going to divide it up?
Were you doing your homework or listening to what I was saying?
When you were a child, you were doing your homework. Did your ears not work?
Yeah, they worked, my little chubby. Why do you think I'm going to fight with your aunt and them?
Well, my friend said his dad is going to get in a fight with his family over the inheritance. They threw vases at each other. If my friend's dad didn't buck, he would have been dead.
They were really bad people for them to fight over their inheritance.
You mean you won't fight with each other?
No way, man. We're decent people, son. We'll sit down like decent people and talk and resolve the situation. That's all
right.
Now go and do your homework.
Sure.
Mazia, son, come here.
Yes?
Don't you go and say anything to your aunt and them about dividing up the inheritance.
No, no, you don't need to worry.
Shiva?
Mm?
Just like in the movies, I have some good news and some bad news. Which should I say first?
The one that's more important.
Well, assume they're both equal.
Well, tell me the good news first so that I can tolerate hearing the bad news afterwards.
Sure. And now for the good news. The owner of the clinic said I have to clear out of there within a month.
Is that good news?
Well, you haven't seen anything yet. I sat down and calculated, and with the money for the deposit I'd given him and the monthly rent I'm paying, I won't be able to find another clinic.
Farzad, what is good about that? That is really horrible.
No, it only appears bad, but it's actually really good. Something that appears bad can actually be good if God wills it.
So what's good about that?
Uh-huh. What's good about it is that we have to come to our senses. We have to think about our future. We have to realize that we're not going to have that clinic forever.
So what is it we're supposed to do then?
Well, let me tell you the bad news too. Then we can talk about the whole
sure,
thing.
Sure, go ahead.
Some of the guys I went to university with have... Well, they've decided to start up a medical building.
Mm.
And, well, I'm supposed to become a partner with them. And that means that the clinic will belong to me. I'll be my own boss and then I'll be working for myself and I'll have a lot of patients and make more money.
Farzad, are you not feeling well? Or you don't know the difference between good and bad news? This is really great.
Shiva, dear, what's great about it? I mean, it appears to be good, but in reality, when I don't have any money, well, I can't become a partner with them.
How much do you need?
At least 200 million.
200 million? Farzad, do we even have that kind of money? What did you make such a decision based on?
Look, I really like that you get straight to the point.
Go straight to what point?
I'm counting on your money.
You're counting on my money? Do I have money? What money?
The 700... The 800 million that you've got.
Farzad, this is the last time I am going to say this. You will never mention anything about my inheritance again.
Why are you getting angry? What did I say?
Hey, how many times have you said this now?
I only said it 2 times, Shiva, dear. And anyhow, well, things have to be clarified eventually.
It will be clarified when the time comes. I'm too embarrassed to talk to Shadi and Sharam about this. Never mind Sharam, but with Shadi, no way. I will not.
But how come?
What? Just thinking about it makes me embarrassed to death. Look, besides us, Shadi doesn't have anyone else. She'll think we want to separate our expenses from her.
What are you talking about? What you said is really irrational.
It is what it is. Farzad, I don't want to have that discussion anytime soon, at least not until Shadi has gotten married.
Ooh, then just go ahead and say the whole thing is cancelled. No, I didn't mean anything bad. I mean, the problem isn't actually Shadi, it's that she's so picky. Otherwise, well, she'd have lots of suitors. Now, by the time you take care of that, I'll chop some more. I'll chop up
Farzad,
the same amount.
Do not mention anything about inheritance in front of Shadi. She's very sensitive about this matter.
You can rest assured.
Getting an inheritance of a billion tomans, and then I have to deal with this pile of junk. Why? Because I have to be considerate about my thoughtless brother and sister.
Apparently, when being considerate is from both sides, it causes the suffering of one side or both sides. Maybe you can say that acting polite is the same thing as being considerate on both sides. So then something that's one-sided isn't always a bad thing. Being considerate is good when it's one-sided. Of course, that has its limits as well. Anyhow, sometimes being considerate on both sides or acting polite results in this.
It's been several days that I've wanted to say something to you. When are we going to settle the matter of dividing up our inheritance?
Shadi, ma'am. Don't you think it's too soon to be talking about these things?
No, it's not too soon at all. Look, I'm really sorry. I'm younger than all of you, and I shouldn't have taken the first step regarding this matter. My situation is different from the rest of you, and life is putting a lot of pressure on me. I was forced to do it.
Shadi, dear, what pressure is life putting on you? Thank goodness for our father's retirement pension.
Maybe it's good for now, but in a few years, with the inflation rate, it won't even pay my university tuition.
Man, it's only been 3 months since Mom and Dad passed away. Let the interest have an effect on Dad's pension first, then you can start worrying about it.
No, well, I think that Shadi is just thinking about her future a little bit right now. It might be something that you might not like, but well, she's got the right to be more concerned about her future than whether you like it or not, huh?
Yes, especially now that she's got someone to defend her.
No, I'm not defending her. I only take the side of what's right. I approve of what's rational.
Anyhow, you're the elders and you have to make the decision. I just felt as though we're being considerate of each other and we're not saying what's in our hearts. But if you say we shouldn't talk about it, then we won't.
I wouldn't mind if we talked about this matter either. Nothing bad is going to happen, son.
I don't want to. It's a building with 4 apartments and each one of us is living in one of them. There's also a plot of land and we can consider that an investment for our future.
Yes, the law has already determined how all of this gets resolved and each person's share is clear. I'll go and check on the kids and see what they're doing. And anyhow, you should be comfortable and say what you want to. Talk amongst yourselves and I won't disturb you at all.
I just don't get it. Now, let's suppose we sold this place. What are we going to do after we sell it?
My
Each
darling,
one of
you
us
look
goes
so
our own
pretty.
Way. Isn't it a shame?
No, I'm opposed to selling as well, but we can rent it out, you know? I have an empty apartment unit. It's just sitting there, not being used, gathering
Shyam,
dust.
Shyam, 2 apartments are yours, and the other 2 are mine and Shadi's. You can rent it to whoever you like, but make sure you bring someone trustworthy in, someone who's decent.
Would I bring a bad person to the place where me and my sisters are living?
Well, let's put them in our names, then. What else is there to do?
All that's left is the land in Dad's hometown, and that'll be like this, too. Half of it is mine and the other half is yours.
Oh, Shiva, do you remember that time when your father was 10 million short and we gave it to him?
Well, Farzad, it wasn't necessary for you to bring that up now.
No, I didn't mean to bring it up. There was talk of the land, and I was reminded of back then and all of the hardship that we had until we were able to come up with that money. Oh, what days those were back then, weren't they?
The entire land only cost 30 million, and you gave 10 million of it.
Well, yes, a third of it.
Well, but the next year Dad gave us the money back.
He already paid you back.
Yes, God rest his soul, he paid it back. But then exactly the same year that he paid it back, the land was worth 80 million. Now, that land that was worth 30 million, you couldn't even buy it with 250 million now. Look, you know what I'm happy about now? It's the fact that during that crisis, as the son-in-law, I was able to play a positive role.
Mr. Positive Role, son-in-law. Are you trying to say that a third of the land belongs to you?
I really didn't mean such a thing at all. No.
No, that's not what he meant.
Now forget about all that. Dad already put that land in my name.
As opposed to me, that I never thought it would end up becoming a fight, Maziar was the one that was right. This is when experience comes up short compared to understanding, and it becomes another experience in itself. Our family is famous for fighting without making any noise. Overall, when we fight, we don't talk at all. And since the sulking doesn't make any noise, we forget that we need to make up. Ooh, do you really think we're going to make up anytime soon? Do you feel better now?
Shiva dear, come on. What on earth has it got to do with me? Well, all right, sir. I've prescribed 21 pills, which you'll have to take 3 times a day for a week after each of your meals. There's 3 injections, and each of them you'll take every day, and this last pill, well, you'll have to take this with your meals for 10 days. So here you are. There you
Thank
go.
You.
Not
Thank
at all.
You
You're
much.
Welcome. This way, please. Good to see you. Goodbye now. This way. This way, please.
Excuse me. If you'll excuse me.
Thanks for coming.
Goodbye.
Goodbye now. Take care.
Hello? This is customer number 132. I wanted a pizza, please.
Please say something to your brother. I think he's really going way too far now.
I just don't get it. Why are the two of you at each other's throats all the time?
I'm not at his throat. He's the one that's at my throat. Back then, when he turned upstairs into a rehearsal hall, and people would come and go every day yelling and screaming, did anyone say anything to him?
Come on, Fassad, it's his own house. He's got the right to do it. I don't have a problem with it at all.
That's right, I don't have a problem. But he shouldn't be giving my patients a hard time.
Fassad, you have to accept that it's your own fault. You shouldn't have interfered in the first place.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So then I'm a stranger, huh? Fine. Okay.
No, well, I'm just saying, if you hadn't interfered, we would have somehow been able to resolve it peacefully.
Yes, I saw how you were resolving it peacefully.
What do you mean?
I didn't mean anything. It's just not right to be blaming me for everything now.
All right, and it's not right for you to use the situation to keep hitting me over the head with it. It's Aunt Mabube. Hello, hi, Aunt. We're fine, are you well? Thank you very much. Tehran? No, we're not home. We've gone up north. I mean, we've come up north for a few days. You're staying? Well, now? Hello? Now? Yes, well, God willing, when we come back, we'll see you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Why did you just say that we're not here?
What should I have said? Have her come over here and see her brother's children are fighting with each other over inheritance?
Second floor.
You never learn to first ask who it is and then open the door. Hello?
Oh, hello, Aunt. It's you?
Yes, and who else? Of course it's me.
What happened that you came all of a sudden?
I don't know. I just got in my head to come and visit you, and now Shiva's not even here.
She's not? She's not? Where is she?
How should I know? She called and said she's up north. Didn't you know about it?
Ah, yeah, she's up north. She's up north, man. I forgot about it. I was thinking about something else.
Don't tell me she lied.
No way, man.
She lied to me. She lied.
Don't you have any bags or anything else?
It's downstairs.
Should I go and bring them inside?
That's not necessary. I came to get the key so I can go to my brother's house. Give me the key. Why would I come here?
No, I'll come with you. I'll come.
Hurry up already.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
What is it?
It's really great that you've come, Aunt. It's really, really great that you've come, Aunt. You've made us so happy, Aunt. It's really, really, really great that you've come, Aunt.
Sharam, that's enough. Why are you welcoming me so much? Why do you keep saying aunt so much? What's with you?
I could never welcome you enough, aunt.
What's wrong with him? Why
is he
yelling so much?
We had to roll up the red carpet for you, aunt.
No way, you cheated.
Was that Sara's voice?
No.
It was Sara.
No way, man. Sara! No, they're up north. Come inside.
Oh, well, they cheated.
Shh.
Shiva, what should we do now?
If she finds out we lied, it'll be really bad.
It'll be bad? It'll be horrible. She'll let the entire world know about
it.
She'll
talk about it wherever she goes. Okay, but you don't need to make a big deal about it. We'll go up north.
Up north?
So when are we going up north?
That's right. Why are we still in Tehran?
Listen, our plans have changed. We're not going up north. And you don't need to whisper anymore. You can talk out loud now.
So why were we whispering in the house?
It's because Aunt Mabubeh was there and she wanted to rest, darling. That's why.
Hey, Nima. Listen, what did Aunt
I'm starting to get scared of you, Shiva.
Why is that?
Well, because you're lying so easily and so well.
Oh, no, I'm forced to do it right now. Otherwise, I don't know how to lie.
Is it because of Aunt Mabubeh that we're not going up north?
That's right, my darling. She came all the way here because of us, so we can't just leave her and go up north.
So should we go back home right now?
It hasn't even been an hour. Who comes to Tehran from up north within
an hour? Well, how long are we supposed to keep driving around
the street? Well, let's not drive. Let's go to the movies.
We should go to the movies?
Well, we can go to the park or something.
We should go to a park or something?
So why aren't we going to go see Aunt Mabubeh?
We will, darling, we will.
Oh.
Nima, what's Mom saying?
Is it the police?
Yes. We're in trouble now.
Oh my, is he going to give us a ticket?
That's right, we're going the wrong way down the street.
Oh no.
Give me the car's registration.
What?
Give me the car's registration.
Do I have the car's registration?
You didn't bring it?
Who is it?
Who is it? Hello, you're back. Yeah, I know about it. All right, come on in.
Police impounded our car. We got into a lot of trouble, so my aunt could see us walk in the house.
Hello, auntie. Hello.
Oh, come here. Let me see you, my darlings. Let me see you. I love you
so
much.
Hello, aunt.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you? Did you come back because of me?
Hello.
We didn't have the heart to have you here without us.
I could die for you. You're embarrassing me.
It's so good we finally made it.
Don't say anything. It's really great that you're here. Don't say anything. Excuse me. If you'll excuse us, we'll be right back to you.
So hot,
oh,
it was
so
unbearable.
I'm so sorry that
yes,
I disturbed
really.
You.
No,
I really
no,
am.
It's no problem.
If you'll excuse us, bye.
I'll be right
All
back,
All right, my
aunt.
Darling. Don't worry. I'll see you. It's really bad.
That's it? We went all that way and came back. We handed over the car to the police so that your dear aunt could see that scene?
Well, yes, that's right.
Now, what would have happened if she hadn't seen that scene? Couldn't we have stayed quietly in our own house for a few hours and then go and say we've come back?
Yes, that would have worked too, but my aunt pays attention to everything. Look, Fasad, I know you're upset about
Don't
the car.
Don't even mention the car,
right.
Because I'll get angry again. With the way that you acted, you made them think that we'd gone all the way up north and back again without the documents.
Well, I already apologized, Fasad. I said sorry.
It's really great that you came back. Now this way we can talk and then I'll be out of your hair. Thank you very much.
What do you mean, out of our hair? You've just come after all this time.
That's
you think
right.
All that
it's
you
no trouble.
No trouble.
We're happy to have you.
You really should stay, aren't
Well, that's very kind of you, but I've got my own problems to attend
Too
to.
Bad.
Oh, my goodness. What problems, Aunt?
My frogs are all alone. I have to go to them.
Your frogs?
That's right. I've got 7 or 8 frogs. Actually, there were more, but now I've only got 7 or 8.
Oh, you keep frogs?
Yes, I keep them and also breed them, but they got a disease and most of them passed away. There's only 7 or 8 of them left now.
Oh, no, I'm really sorry. May you never grieve again.
They were my entire life.
Stop pulling our leg, Aunt. Who develops an emotional attachment to frogs, of all things?
What emotional attachment? They were everything I had. I suffered 40 million tomans in losses with their death.
So, well, were they a unique breed
yes,
of frogs?
Yes, their skin is more expensive than crocodile skin. Those first few months, I made all my profit from their skin. That's right. Of course, now I've got those 7 or 8 left. I'll try to keep them alive, so maybe I'll be able to breed them and make up for the loss. Now let's move on. Around 10 days before you dearly departed Father's accident, he found out that I had financial problems and that I'd become bankrupt, and he said that I'm always wasting my money like this. And then he said, well, that he would help me out this time and he'll lend me some money. He said that he'd call me and lend me some money.
Then what happened?
Dad died.
I'm sorry.
That's right. Well, that's what happened. He was supposed to give me 50 million tomans. I mean, that's what he promised. I figured I'd come to tell you so that he wouldn't break his promise and that you'd do what he promised.
Aunt is asleep.
Don't close the door, Fasad's coming.
Why is he coming? What does he have to do with it?
What? Fasad is my attorney with full authority. Shh. He's going to be nagging for a long time about the car.
What a mess we're stuck in. We'll have to tolerate him.
We shouldn't give Aunt any money at all.
Well, what if Dad had promised her? We have to do what Dad promised.
How do you know Dad made such a promise?
That's right. How do you know? Dad always said that Mabube's biggest talent is to waste money away. So why would he make such a promise right before he died? Why?
No, no way. Aunt may have a lot of bad habits, but she's not a liar.
Let's suppose Dad did make such a promise. I'm not going to agree to it.
We have to pay off Father's debts, Sharam.
Father's debts? Not the promises he made. I won't give any money.
Excuse me. I apologize. But do you even have it to give it for you to be arguing about it like this? Huh? I mean, do you have 15 million to give?
No. You've got an intelligent attorney.
Even if we don't have it, we have to come up with it.
What if she's lying?
She's responsible for that herself.
If you insist on giving it, then go ahead. But it's got nothing to do with me.
It's nothing to do with you. You mean you're removing yourself?
You have twice the share we do, so you have to pay off Dad's debt yourself.
Oh. My inheritance is the house that I'm living in. If you want to sell it, then sell it. But you've got land that you don't even know where it is.
Dad put that in my name himself.
Come on now, that's enough. She's your aunt. You're not giving it to a stranger. Put in 5 million tomans each and get the whole thing over with.
All right. We've got an aunt, and she's the aunt of all three of us. She's owed 15 million. If you divide it by 3, how much is that?
5.
Uh-huh. But since you two call her dear aunt, then you'll give her 6.8 million each.
Oh, stop acting silly.
Shiva, dear, don't drag this matter out any longer. I'll personally hand over your 5 million myself tomorrow if I have to do it.
From where?
What difference does it make where it's from, huh? What's important is for your dad's soul to be happy, huh?
I don't have it.
It's no problem at all. I'll personally take responsibility for your 5 million also. You can pay me back whenever you've got it.
Then give my 5 million as well. Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry about that one. I don't have more than 10 million. Do something about it yourself.
One of my friends said a lot of great things about her brother and wanted him to propose to me. One day she asked me if all we've got is 150 square meter house, and I said yes. Then she said, "You're 2 brothers and 2 sisters. Even if the house is worth 150 billion tomans, divided by 6 is 250 million, which is your share. With that tiny bit of inheritance, no one's going to come and marry you. So stop being stubborn and just say yes to my brother."
The criteria for choosing a girl to marry, in order of importance: 1. Her father's wealth. 2. The age of her father. The older the better. 3. Being an only child, or at least not having a brother. 4. Taking care of all her dental needs before getting married and in her father's house. and then her family, education, and personality, which aren't really that important at all. In order to get married, those first four requirements are enough.
You're right, Shiva dear. If your departed loved ones have any debts, then it should be paid off by those that remain, because the departed have left this world, and it's unforgivable for those that remain to not do it. God bless you.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fasad, for last night. Thank you.
Wow, I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. After all, you managed to prevent a fight from happening. You agreed to pay that 10 million toman. Thank you.
Ma'am, I was just doing my duty.
Fasad, won't it be hard for you?
What?
To give us that 10 million toman.
Oh, when I don't have money in my account, why would it be hard for me?
You don't?
Well, no. You really thought I had money in my account that you didn't know about?
Fasad, then why did you make such a promise to us?
I just wanted to put Shahram in his place.
Oh, no. What a mess I'm now stuck in.
How come? What mess are you stuck in? Don't you worry at all. I'll teach him a lesson myself. He won't be able to come up with that 5 million for another year. If you don't think so, wait and see. I won't let you look bad in front of your brother and sister. I'll put a condition for him and tell him that I won't give the 10 million until he comes up with his 5. Is that good? Oh, where are you taking the tea? Oh my goodness, she threw it away. Well, hello there, Shahram. I guess the door was open, right?
This is what it's like when a house becomes a medical building. It's got no doors or locks.
Did you come up with the 5 million? What's this?
Shiva, do you remember if Dad had a last will and testament?
No, what do we want a will for? Everything's clarified. Of course, apparently everything is clarified, isn't it?
It's not apparently clarified. I wanted to go take care of the inheritance paperwork today. So I went and took out the deed from Dad's briefcase in the safe where he keeps his documents. When I saw the deed, I was shocked. I just stared at the deed for an entire hour.
Why? Is this the first time you've seen a house deed? There's nothing to be surprised about.
You'll see it for yourself. Look. Is it the first time you've seen a deed?
Shiva, it's written here that a fourth of this building belongs to your aunt.
What? Just like I said in the beginning, when a person dies, a lot of secrets are buried with them. And a lot of other secrets are revealed. This one was one of those secrets that no one was expecting. At that moment, I was more worried about the other secrets that remained. Because I was sure that there were still secrets remaining that would take us by surprise. If you want to know the truth, this matter is a little bit scary for me.
شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری ها باید تو رو پیدا کنم تعبیر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم told.